The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 17, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 11th, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Although the Super Soul appears to be divided, He is never divided. He is situated as one. Although He is the maintainer of every living entity, it is to be understood that He devours and develops all.
Avibhaktam cha bhute Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtate. This is another statement of Bhagavad Gita, that the Lord, Supreme Lord, He is situated in everyone's heart, riddeshe. Particularly pointed out, riddhesha means in the heart, rit means heart. So modern medical science, they see that the energy is coming from the heart, and as soon as the heart stops to work, it is said that the body is dead. So here also the same thing is confirmed. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddheshe arjuna tishtate. They cannot say, explain why the heart stops. But here we get the explanation that as soon as the soul, both the soul and the super soul, leave this body, then it is only a lump of matter. It is nowhere. Thus thou art, thus thou beest. It is developed from this material elements, five gross elements and three subtle elements. But so long it works, as long as the soul, the spirit soul and the super soul remains. The soul and the super soul, it is stated in the Vedic literature, Upanishad, they are sitting in one branch of the tree, together as friends, the soul and the super soul. Both of them are within the heart. But the soul is now looking forward for material enjoyment. And the super soul is witnessing the material activities of the individual soul. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Anuvanta upadrashta. Upadrashta means overseeing. For every action we are doing, there is witness. That is karmabhat, witness. Suppose one man has done something wrong in the criminal court, one requires witness, either to punish him or to release him. The witness requires. So witness is there. The Supreme Personality of Godhead as Paramatma, He is there as witness. Anumanta upadrashta. Anumanta means without the sanction of the Paramatma, the individual soul cannot do anything. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham ridhishan nivishtya. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham ridhishan nivishtya. Matta smriti jnanam apuhanancha. Through me, everyone is getting remembrance, smriti, jnana, knowledge. And everyone is forgetting also. That is due to this Paramatma or Super Soul. We are now in forgotten state. This condition, material life, means we have forgotten our real constitutional position. I am thinking I am this body, but I am not this body. I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, but we have forgotten. We have forgotten our relationship with the Supreme Lord. This forgetfulness is also due to the influence of the Super Soul. Because we wanted to act just like a very first-class dramatic director, he instructs the player in such a way that sometimes he forgets. The more he forgets, he plays very nice. Similarly, we wanted to enjoy this material world. So unless we forget completely that I am spirit soul, I am not this body, actually I cannot enjoy. So that forgetfulness is also due to the Super Soul. He is giving us full chance. But his advice is that do not be entangled in these material activities. Therefore his instruction is sarvadharmān parityajya māmi kam saranam. That is his instruction. But we do not want that. We want to forget entangle ourselves in these material activities. Therefore, Krishna, by the agency of his maya, illusory energy, helps us in forgetting. But if we want to revive our original consciousness, then also Krishna helps you. Buddhi-yugam dadamitam, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satatujuttanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi-yugam tam jinamam upajantite. So two things, we are at liberty, we have to make our choice. If we want to enjoy this material world, Krishna will provide all facilities you can enjoy. But Krishna says that you will never be happy. Never be happy. You will be simply more entangled. More entangled means, now I have got this human form of body, but according to my desire, at the time of death, I may get another body, which may not be human form of body. There are 8,400,000 species and forms of body. I can get one of them. These are very subtle things. One has to understand it. Jang jang bhavi saran bhavam tajatanti kalevaram. At the time of death, our next body will be decided according to my mental condition. So, entanglement means today I am thinking I have got this body, Indian body or American body or English body or this body, fat body, thin body. Tomorrow I may not possess. As soon as I get another body, that means the chapter changes. If I get a body of a dog, then I act like a dog. If I get the body of a hog, then I act like a hog. And if I get the body of a god, and god you cannot, demigod, higher standard of life, then you can act like that. The body is the destiny. With the body, everything is destined. Your material happiness and distress, everything, that is called adrishta. Adrishta means which you cannot see, but it has been fixed up. By superior intelligence, that this much you'll get. Therefore we see so many divisions of status. One man is working very hard day and night, but it is very difficult for him to collect even so much money that I can eat very nicely, because the body is meant for that. Similarly, another man, born with silver spoon in the mouth, he hasn't got to try very much, but he gets his money quickly, very quickly. Therefore, the Bhagavad says that don't waste your time for so-called happiness and distress. Don't waste your time, because you are already destined to receive a standard of happiness and distress. You cannot change. But you can change your consciousness, that is possible. But you cannot change your material position. The modern people, they do not know. They do not know it, that material condition, it cannot be changed. Take for example, that a pig, his body is meant for eating stew. So you cannot induce him to eat halwa. They cannot. He will not accept. Because the body is meant like that. But in the human form, if we change our consciousness, then we can revive our original status. Original status means eternal life or blissfulness and knowledge. That is original life. Satchitananda vigraha. So that super soul is always helping us as friend. That one here it is said, avivaktam cha bhuteshu. Avivaktam cha bhuteshu vibhaktam iva cha sthitam. The super soul appears like an individual soul. He is staying as friend. So he has been divided. Vibhaktam iva, as if divided. It is not divided. The example you can understand. Just like there is sun on the sky, and if you keep millions of pots with water, you will find the sun is reflected there. That does not mean the sun has divided into millions. This is the best example. Just like there are millions of people standing at 12 o'clock, and you ask every one of them, even 5,000 miles away, where is the sun? Everyone will say, it is on my head. Does it mean the sun has divided into millions of persons and on each head sun is standing? No. Sun is one. But it appears like that. Therefore it is said that avivaktam cha bhuteshu vibhaktam iva asthitam. He is not vibhakta. Ishara sarva-bhutanam nirdesha arjuna tishtati. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, as super soul, is staying in everyone's heart. That does not mean he has become divided. No, he is one. That is already explained. That sarva-khetresu bharata. Khetraṅgaṁ ca vimāna viddhi sarva-khetresu bharata. Krishna said that in each and every individual body, there is the soul, khetra-gaṁ. This body is khetra, field of activities. And within the body, the soul is there. He is working according to the position. He is working. So he is khetra-gaṁ. Just like I know it is my body. I don't say it is I body. No, I say my body. You say my body. Everyone says, I know this is my body. If I see my finger, I think it is my finger. I don't think I finger. Because I am not this body. Anyone, simply little sober thinking. So therefore, one who knows that it is my body, he is khetra-gaṁ. He knows. And the body is called khetra. Idam sariram khetram meti obhidhiyate. This sarir is called khetra, field of activities. According to my body, I am acting. That is my field of activity. And Krishna says also, that khetraṅgaṁ ca pi māna viddhi sarva khetre subha. They say, I am a living entity. I am soul. I know the business of my body. The pains and pleasure of my body I know. But the pains and pleasure of your body I do not know. Neither you know my pains and pleasure. So you are all individual. But is another proprietor. Actually he is the proprietor. He is the proprietor, we are simply occupier. Just like of a house, there are two persons. One is the proprietor of the house, another tenant is the occupier of the house. So we are simply occupier. Real proprietor is Krishna. Sarva khetre subharat. Khetrangan sapi manga. That is Ishara Sarva Bhutana. He knows everyone what you are doing. Not only I, you, everyone. Therefore it is stated that Supreme Person, Brahma, avivyaktam cha bhuteshu. He is staying in everyone's heart. That is Krishna. Just like I am sitting here, I am not in my apartment. You are sitting here, you are not in your apartment, because you are limited. But Krishna, although he is living in his Goloka Vrindavan planet, he is everywhere. That is already explained. Yesterday we have already discussed. Bahirantastha bhutanam acharam charamevacha sukhatam sarvata pani padastat sarvatokshi siromukham. We have discussed all this. That is Krishna, that is God. He is in his, that is confirmed in the Isha-upanishad. Isha-upanishad. Isha-vasamidam sarvam yat-kinchit jagatyanya tina tat tina mu. So, everywhere is Krishna, everywhere is God. Sarvatupanipata. He has got hands and legs everywhere. And because he has got hands everywhere, therefore, when you offer something to Krishna or God with faith and love, he can accept. Not that because he is far, far away, therefore, I am offering here something with faith and love, he cannot accept. No, he can accept. Just like a bank. A bank can accept your deposit from any branch. Immediately your account is credit. Similarly, in the Brahma Samhita it is said, Goloka eva nivasati okilatma bhuto. That is Krishna, that is God. That he is always existing in his abode. But okilatma bhuto. He's at the same time he's existing everywhere in the, within the creation. Annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham. Some philosophers attain, saying that he is everywhere, but he is not in his abode. That is mistake. Purnasa purnamadaya purnamavya avishishyate. In his fullness, if he is presented everywhere, he is still in his fullness, he is in his abode. It's like I am not in fullness in my apartment. Maybe there's some message I can leave. But I am not in fullness. But Krishna, God, can remain everywhere in fullness. Akhilatma bhuta. Goloka eva nivasati. Akhilatma bhuta. So that is Krishna consciousness perception. And he is living because he is the Mayavadi philosopher, they are accepting that Krishna or Parabrahma or God, because he is in everywhere, he has no personal feature. That is a poor fund of knowledge. That is not God. Because we are thinking material. Just like if I take a piece of paper and tear it into small pieces and throw it, then the original paper has no existence. This is called Mayavad. Mayavad or imperfect knowledge. Because I am thinking that materially, if one thing is broken into pieces and thrown, the original form is lost. No. It becomes impersonal. No. The Veda says that purnasya purnameva adaya purnameva vishishyati. You take the full, God full, even God fully represented in every atom is still His food. That is, 1 minus 1 equal to 1, and 1 plus 1 equal to 1. That is absolute idea. But we calculate from materialistic point of view, as we have got our teeny brain, we think like that. Therefore, Deva Goswami says, unless you accept inconceivable power of the Supreme Lord, you cannot understand God. That is not possible. If you compare with your conceivable power, then God may be like this. That Dr. Frog's calculation of the Atlantic Ocean. That story you know, frog philosopher. A frog lives within the well, and he is calculating the length and breadth of Atlantic Ocean. How it is possible? It is not possible. So we are the frogs in the well. We have got limited capacity to understand. Our senses are limited. We are thinking Krishna or God also, He is also limited. This is our fault. This is called poor fund of knowledge. You cannot compare with God. But the Mayavadi philosophers speculate like that and spoil their own time and spoils others. That is not possible. So, avivaktam ca bhuteshu vivaktam iva ca sthitam bhuta bhatri ca tad geyam gaseshno prabhavishnu ca. He is giving all the necessities, the Supreme Lord. He is giving all the necessities of every living entity. Eka jo bahunam vidudhati kaman. This is Vedic instruction, Upanishad. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eko jo bahunam vidudhati kaman. There are two eternals and two living entities. One is plural number, nityanam, this is plural number. And nitya, that is singular number, nitya nityanam. The Lord is also a living entity. Just like we are a living entity, we have got our senses. Similarly, God has also senses, but His senses are not limited. Our senses are limited. That is the difference. So nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam. But what is the difference between the singular number and plural number? The eka, singular number, jo vidudhati kaman, bahunam. And actually, God is feeding us. You'll find in Africa there are millions of elephants. Who is giving them food? In your home, within the hole, you'll find millions of ants. Are you giving them food? Who is giving them food? There are so many birds and beasts. There is no ration, government ration for them. They are eating. No bird we have seen ever that it has died out of starvation. We have never experienced. But we are engaged in philanthropy work, to give food to the poor. As if God is unable to give food to the poor. Because we are taking the position of God. So this is not our business. God has food for everyone. If one is suffering, that is his own fault. Just in the hospital, you go, you find so many patients are starving. Does it mean the patients are starving for want of food? No. He must starve, otherwise he will not be cured. That is destiny. These are not our business to see. Our own business is how to revive our original consciousness.